So Ros Cantor improving two places on last year's result with All Star B, fifth in 2017, third in 2018, and your horse looking like he had loads of going in him today again.
Yeah, All Star B's a great, great horse, and he's big and powerful, and he seems to just lap up events like this. They're made for him. And he was fantastic today. He was a little bit more polite than normal in the warm-up, and that threw me a little bit. I've certainly got to go away and work on a few things, but I couldn't be prouder of what we've achieved together and where we've come from, really. And in the last 2 years, it's kind of rocketed, really, up the ladder. And, you know, it's just so exciting because I actually feel like there were imperfections this week and we could come out and, you know, get even better.
You said before the cross country that the first couple of minutes on the course is always a bit of a challenge for you just because of the sheer size of him. So anchoring him and making sure that you had him where you needed him was always going to be a challenge. But yesterday you kind of pulled a quick one on him. You changed your warm-up routine slightly. You tweaked a few things and that seemed to come good for you. Was it a similar game of cat and mouse with him today?
Well, I worked him this morning a little bit harder than I would normally because he was quite fresh first thing. But not really. We just tried to keep everything fairly similar today. But I mean, he was very polite. So maybe I'm just training him better, or he's just getting older. I don't know. But I mean, he's just been fantastic all week. I can't fault the horse, and I feel you know, hopefully in the future, I still feel like when I watched the other riders later on in the day that there were lines I could have been braver on. And if I can shave. You know, I mean, he kept travelling till the end, but if I could have shaved 9 or 10 seconds on that course, I could have been even closer. So it's quite exciting that there's stuff to work on and things to do, and hopefully we can come out and give it another good shot again.
When you started your career with him and started his journey, did you see him as your championship horse? Did you always know that he had this in him?
I didn't know if I had it in me, to be honest. I'm a bit of a self-doubter, and I came into this competition thing with pressure on and not knowing whether I could do it. The horse has always had tremendous scope, but as a young horse, he's taken a long time to mature, and I really think it's only this year that he's fully matured. He was very gangly, always a great jumper, but he just had no inspiration really to travel forwards on the flat. So it's taken quite a long time, but he's just starting to find life really easy now. So I hope that we can find more from him and get that bigger trot and get those marks, because he's just so rideable in the dressage that if I can produce more trot, then I know I can contain the trot. So hopefully we'll keep trying to go up the ladder.
Ros, lovely talking to you. Congratulations on a fantastic result. Thank you.
Thank you.